Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. We're getting ready to take time to pray and seek the face of God. For the last 52 weeks and now coming into 2023, it is really time for the intercessors and the prayer warriors to champion the cause of prayer. As we're watching the world, especially the United States, we are in trouble. And the intercessors and the prayer warriors, we have to really stand tall, stand strong, and be able to bombard the kingdom of darkness so that we can release the presence and the power of God to the kingdom of light. The word of God said in 1 Timothy 2, in verse number 1, by way of Paul, he said, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and those that are in authority, that we may lead and live in a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. People of God, it is time for prayer. Many of us, we are in the season of seeking God personally for ourselves. That's good. But it's time for the men and women of God to stand tall and pray for our nation. Our nation is in a moral collide and a cataclysmic showdown. And the climate doesn't look favorable. I prophesied many things in 2022 concerning the state of the world and things that will be coming to pass or things that will transpire in the 2023 year. We started off with a showdown in the United States Congress, a fiasco, battles on both sides of the floor, Democrats, Republicans, and the independent, Tea Party as well. Cliques have been shifted. There's no one party that has answers to the need of the world but God. We're watching the events in Brazil. The Brazilian president met with Donald Trump several years ago. And so we all know the events that are happening there and the president of Brazil. The narrative of the world and the issues of the world and the mainstream media, we all know that there's a showdown. Now, here it is, a Brazilian president who meets with the president of the United States, former president years ago. It's just a retaliation of showing what January 6th did 2 years ago and what's going on in that country. Do you all remember when we exit out of 2022? They showed a picture of a great leader. His name was Pelé. He was a well-known soccer player in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, who was well-known in Brazil. Well, they showed him on the front page. He passed away. Then they showed a picture of Barbara Walters. She passed away. Then they showed a picture of the Pope, Benedict. He passed away. Three leaders passed away before entering into 2023. And now if you're prophetic, you'll understand those signifying codes that the world would know what is getting ready to happen in Brazil, what was getting ready to happen in the celebrity world, what was getting ready to happen in the Catholic Church. Now, if you're prophetic, you have to understand what we're experiencing now. We're experiencing one of the biggest falls of our time, sensation. Now, America and the world knows, and especially those who are behind the mainstream media and secret society, they understand what's happening. The battle for the body of believers is to not look at what you see in the natural, but for the believer to look at what's going on in the spirit realm. Some of us, we're fasting and praying. Some are praying and fasting. Some have not took time to meditate. So some people that are praying 5 minutes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, move. And then you're fasting half a day, and then you're waiting for that to end so you can get something to move from this right now. If you're going to be able to tap into the spiritual realm, one must be able to be still and get into the presence of God. It's time not only to fast and pray, but to meditate. Get your mind focused on God. Focusing on God means to pray, fast, but meditate on the word of God. And allow God to open up to you the substratum of what's going on in the spirit world. The church world and the believers need to understand what's going on in the spirit realm. That's the spirit world. If you're going to see God in dimensions, you're going to move into levels, and you're going to move into realms, it requires one to meditate on the word of God. God told Joshua to meditate on the word of God day and night. Hide the word of God in your heart that you may not sin against it. It's going to take more than the ritual of a 21-day fast. I'll be sharing more about that for those who will be fasting and those who already started their fast. We bless the Lord for you. It's going to require men and women of God to take time in the presence of God. That's intercourse. That's intercession. That's intimacy with him, to hear from God. We're watching a chaotic time. We already spoke of what's getting ready to happen or what transpired in the United States Congress. You see it. They're not done yet. We're watching, even last night in the Golden Globe Awards, the fiasco there. The first one after a year. That's celebrity. We're watching how the media, that's Barbara Walter. We're watching now the hit in the Vatican. When the book come out of Harry, he's going to tell his story. It's going to literally shift the entire royal family, as well as those who are duchess in the bloodline. Now, America is landlocked. When I say landlocked, we're landlocked with immorality. You go to Texas, you'll find out El Paso, Texas, have bordered the people there. And that's only the beginning. Now they're coming from Venezuela, Colombia. They're coming from all parts of Mexico. They're here. The president meets with the president of Mexico as well as the president of Canada, prime minister. So they're trying to decide on what they're going to do with border. Now, you're watching over in the West Coast have never experienced this type of cataclysmic showdown. Cities, towns, nations where celebrities were living, homes they were living in, literally no longer exist. major holes in the streets, major holes in the highway. Just earlier today, the FAA shut down airways. No one can fly because they're issuing the precipitation of the satellite, the wind precipitation, and even our database. Be getting ready for a major shift in the land. And you have to be ready right now. We're praying for churches. We're praying for families. We're praying for neighborhoods. We need to tap into the spirit realm. There is something I told the people that's coming that's far greater than your mind can ever imagine or even fathom. But I don't think the people are really taking it serious enough. So I want to warn you. This is a warning for everybody. This is not a time to sit back and debate over who, what religion, what denomination, what organization, who's who, who's the gifted, who's the bad. It's time to save yourself. You have to save yourself in this time. There's something getting ready to hit. You will see, and I predicted this and shared with many people before, what's getting ready to happen in California. We'll be watching in the Texas, what we experience on the East Coast and even the state of Washington, D.C. Tragedy and the things that are coming. We have to pray that the moral climate of America shift quickly, that the cataclysmic events will end. It's going to take intercessors and prayer warriors and people who are going to stand up and not be afraid. You can't go along with the immoral systems of the world. You have to take a stand now and take a stand quickly. Your prayers have to be stronger than the prayer that you've been praying. You have to really tap into. We're not doing rehearsal prayers. We're not doing duplicating prayers. We're praying in the spirit to go inside and tear down every demonic principality, power, ruler of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. It's time to truly tap in to those realms and tear down tyranny of demonic forces that have been launched against the people. Many people are only watching to see what's going to happen. We have to stop what is getting ready to happen. Our duty as men and women of God is to walk, breathe, and live in the spirit realm now. We have to force in the dimensional realms like never before. We got to decree and declare to the database, secret society, FBI, CIA, all of these agencies that are carrying and walking around inciting events around the world. We have to stand on the word of God now like never before. Satanic forces are not giving grounds, and a lot of people are being wore down. Gatekeepers, doorkeepers, city keepers, and you name it, you need to be in position now. You cannot allow the cares of life and the issues of people to wear you down right now. And many people came into this year burnt out and wore down. Why? Because you were trying to make things happen when God was trying to tell us, brace yourself, prepare yourself for what is. Some things we're trying to deal with as it relates to family members, loved ones, children, you name it. We have to continue to pray for them. But don't burn yourself out because people, free will, allow them to make choices and consequences are all in effect. So as intercessors and prayer warriors, we have to rise to the occasion now, to tap into the spiritual realm now and go inside and attack the forces that are attacking our bloodline, our family line, our generational line. These demonic spirits do not want anyone to have the DNA inheritance that belongs to us. So they're fighting at every level to stop it. And you don't want to be a one that volunteer to help them with your emotions, your feelings, and what you think. It's far greater than that. You have to be able to go in now and take authority over what's happening. The world system as it stands is already in collide. No matter what they do in the United States Congress, especially as it relates to the financial ceiling that they have and the financial marketplace, we're bankrupt. Your money holds no value, but your prayer does in this time. We are trying to compete against a principality from the flesh. You'll never be able to do that. You're trying to compete with other ministries and other gifts from the flesh. You'll never be able to do that. You're trying to deal with the world from your flesh. You'll never be able to do that. You'll be burnt out, terrorized. You'll throw in the towel. You'll quit. That's why the bodies of so many people are wore down now. They don't have the energy, the strength to fight, because they entered into things in 2020, 2021, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, and coming into 2023 with all different types of things that have attacked the body, that attack you, whether you took the shot or didn't take the shot, whether you battled about the shot or you were wore down, or you were battled about something you took, it's all in the war zone now. Some things you can't do anything about, but you have to stand tall now and move on it quickly. This 90-day window that we're in right now, and we are in the 11th day, 1/11/2023. We have to know that what's coming and what's transpired don't look good. But for the believers, we have the coat of protection. But guess what? We in the world, but not of the world. So we'll be affected by those things, but not infected by the decision. So our lives have to be set apart for this time and be prepared for what's to come. God has his hand on us, and God has his hand with us. But don't be burnt out trying to do things that is not connected to the destiny and the purpose for which God has for your life for right now. You're watching, viewing, and seeing from an illusional standpoint, but you're watching and viewing and seeing that the illusions of the world will not be able to stop the reality of what God is doing in America and around the world. You have nothing to do with what's going on in the United States Congress. Those are enemies fighting each other. He already told you that was going to happen in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. He already let you know that it was going to transpire. When the enemy could not take out who he wanted to take out, only thing they can do is fight each other. So you're watching the showdown in the breakdown. You're watching the showdown in the midst of a showdown. You're watching the battle. Fox News, CNBC, ABC, NBC, all of the stations around the world are explaining what they think is going on, what they feel is happening, what they see is happening. But they only talk by being controlled by the mainstream media. We as intercessors are tapping into the spiritual realm of the kingdom of God, and we're going inside to eradicate what was and what wants to be in this time. People are playing on immorality, by playing on immorality and make it morality. The more laws and rules and regulation, nature is warning us every day. Look at the precipitation of the world. Look at the temperature in warm climate. Look at the temperature in cold climate. Look at the temperature in different types of climate. Look at the rainfall. Look at the element of what's happening. All of these things are totally out of control. Everything that we invested in from the world is coming down now. And we as believers have to stand tall and stand strong like never before. The sound of the cry of the people have been heard by God. The counterfeit sound is trying to influence the word of God by trying to make us feel like we don't know what we're talking about. The devil is a liar. Things are happening quickly and are fastly coming upon us. You will see 2023 will accelerate at an alarming rate. It will move through 2023 will move so fast for some of you because you're procrastinating. We have a lot of people that are procrastinating and some people that are waiting for God to do things when God told you to step out and you do them and I'll make a way for you in those places. We have to stand tall, firm, and be consistent. Many intercessors are burnt out. Why? Because other intercessors are tired because they got into stuff they wasn't supposed to be in. So now the battle fatigue on you have wore you down, and other intercessors have to step in and be burnt out because of you. Gatekeepers have moved from their position because they sold their soul for a quick fix of an opportunity of another platform and another stage. Doorkeepers opened the door and they let the wrong people in because they saw that they had these titles and they saw that they had these great images and it was blessing the people. And then you have those who don't want to go through anything at all. So what they do is they wait for opportunity to see the next move and they jump on the bandwagon. And guess what? When they jump on the bandwagon, they are infested with things in their life because they've never been delivered. So they bring in these infestations into areas. So now we have cataclysmic people who are only operating in religious mindset and thought process, bringing things into ministries, business, corporation. Now the call now is for the remnant to rise up, the unknown, the ones that we don't even know about, the ones that come on the scene and literally change the trajectory, the track record, and the historical events that are coming right now. We're watching something in real time. So what you're watching is real time. You're watching the landslide. You're watching the volcanoes, the tornadoes. You're watching earthquakes. You're watching windshield change. You're watching one day you're at 85 degrees, the next is 41 degrees. Your body can't even catch up with what's going on. Now look at that. You don't hear about Dr. Fauci anymore, do you? Nope. You don't hear about the scientists anymore. Nope. You don't hear about all of the big mouth talkers anymore, do you? Nope. All of them are going into the sunset. Why? Because they're just like the Pope. That's like the Pope Benedict. See, you have to understand in the world, they needed two power sources. See, the incoming Pope was not strong enough. So the outgoing Pope had to tap into another dimension in the spirit realm. So they had two identical popes who were twins. So that these two spirits that was in position, that was dominating the world with their ancient demonic forces and principalities would be able to do what they needed to do. Now you're watching the showdown. It's one pope now. His power is limited. He's about to leave the earth. Now you have to have people who will be able to stand tall and stand strong. You're watching what's going on in the world in real time. Everything you view is real time. It's happening. You're watching the farewell address of a president of the United States. You're watching a Congress that's getting ready to collide. You're watching a former president getting ready to leave the land. You're watching high-ranking black leaders, one, that will be leaving. You're watching a transfer of power that is not public, but it's private. And you're watching a move in the land that's going to shake up the entire climate of the world. And the people have to be prepared for it. It's not going to shock you. It's not going to surprise you, but it's going to move many of us. And in this time that we're in, God is warning us by the nature of a matter. He's showing us everything we need to see. But we have too many busybodies messing around with the body of Christ. And God needs people who will stand up and stand tall. So many of us, we need to really examine ourselves now. We need to really sit down and examine ourselves. God, am I really in the place? Am I really where I need to be? Am I really in this place with you? Because self-examination will open up a manifestation of things that we need right now. And because we are caught up in flesh religion and caught up in Constantine Christianity, many people are going to miss the move that's happening now in the land. God is really pushing people into position, but you're saying it's the devil. You have to pray about something that God already gave you confirmation about, and he spoke from the beginning of time. Some people have to step into it. It's time to do whatever you need to do. Do it scared for the kingdom of God. Make those moves that are necessary. The prophets are restless. The apostles are restless. But many of them are not apostles, neither are prophets. Many of them not even arch-apostles, arch-people. They're not even clearly in the hand of God. I'm not a judger, but I'm certainly a fruit inspector because I watch over the last 7 to 8 years all of these people who came on the scene and not doing anything for the kingdom of God. And some of them didn't even make the survival test of 2020 because they were so busy building organizations instead of taking care of the organisms in them, their health, their mind, their body. It's time now to rise to the occasion. We have to rise to the occasion. We have to rise to the occasion. At a moment of time, at an instant of time, things are happening. Things are going on right around us. We are so busy doing our own thing instead of the things of the kingdom of God. And it's time for the believers to stand tall and rise up. It's not time to look at other people and judge what they're not doing. Let God will be done. Based upon God will be done, people can't be where you are at. You have to deal with individuals right where they are at in the kingdom of God. For example, we look at people and their flawness or their mistakes, and based upon where we are, we want them to be where you are at. They're not mature enough for that. That's a microwave thinking in an old body. You have to think from the perspective that God can heal, deliver anybody at any time. You have to accept people for who they are until they develop into the creativity of what God wants them to be. Your job as leaders are to be able to teach, preach, share the word of God, and watch them grow and develop. And when they have shortcomings, ask God to let them overcome those shortcomings in their life. We have to look at this thing from a totally different eye, Lee, not from the eye of your view and your viewpoint. The kingdom of God is calling for the men and women of God to stand tall and stand strong right now. You have to be able to stand tall and stand strong right now. You have to stand, or it's mandated to stand tall and stand strong right now. The strong will survive, and the weak need our strength along the way. But they need our strength if they're willing to obey God and not pull on you to rescue them with their agenda. We are in a pivotal time right now in the kingdom of God. Intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry gift, and all of the high-minded people who are walking around thinking they have all the answers, and yet, at the end of the day or the end of the time, God will say to them, depart from me. You are a workers of iniquity. That means gross, immoral lifestyle. So that means that what profit is a man to gain all of the world and to lose his soul? And then what are you giving in exchange to be on somebody's Facebook, social media, platform, flyer, stage, a big sign to get the people to view you who are all flawed? And the moment you make one mistake, everybody will step on your head and destroy you, and they'll go on with their life, not knowing that human lives are at stake. Isn't it interesting how the word of God said in Psalms 91, if you read it every day, there's a mystery just in that entire chapter by itself. A lot of secrets just in Psalms 91 that will elevate you above infirmity, sickness, challenges, difficulties, fear, pain, losses, you name it. It's all in that Psalms 91. And verse number 10 will say, there shall no plague come nigh thy dwelling place. Now, here's the secret of dwelling. What is in you that's dwelling? In you, that's the dwelling place. That's the issue. There should no plague come nigh thy dwelling place. So if God is dwelling in you in that place, then there should nothing come nigh thy dwelling place. The problem is, everybody wants the glory cloud, the glory, but they don't want the glory to dwell in them. They want it to dwell on the outside, but the glory must be in the dwelling place. The dwelling place is the intimacy, the intercourse of God. The dwelling place is the sacred things of God within human life, the dwelling place. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And you should say of the Lord, he's your strength, he's your rescue, he's your help in time of need. You don't need anything else. If you dwell in the presence of God, and many people are dwelling in the presence of God, they're in everybody else's business and dwelling on everybody else's agenda, and they're discerning, but really they're suspicious. People ain't discerning today. They're discerning because what? They feel they tapped in. You have to know the men and women of God right now. Right now, in this 90-day window, divine connection is what's going to make it. Because many people we're connected with, they're not divine connection. They're people you're connected with because you're lonely. You're connected with because you need somebody to talk to. You're connected with because you need somebody in your ear. That's foolishness. The dwelling place means that there's a divine connection that's going to change the trajectory of the birthing, the earthland, and the life. I don't need nobody to be around me just to make me feel good. I can go to a restaurant and do that. I could have did that in the world. I need people who are going to be in the dwelling place. I don't need nobody in my ear. I could turn on some music, and I can listen to my own sermon. You need people that's going to dwell in that place. The dwelling place is to be able, when you hear the voice of a man or woman of God, you know that's God. You know, oh, that's right there. That's in the spirit. When you dwell, when you open up your mouth, that man or woman of God going to be able to flow in that spiritual dimension. Something's going to rise up inside you, the prophetic, the apostolic, the anointing. Something's going to move. Revelation going to come out of you. You're going to speak, and they're going to speak the same thing. When you open up your mouth and talk, the prophetic will kick in them, and you'll be all in the same accord. That's the dwelling place, because you're in the same divine connection. Because guess what? The DNA of the cerebellum, the cerebrum, and the central nervous system, we're picking up the same data from eternity and not messing around with time. Because everything comes into that place, and everything that's anything outside of that does not have power and authority over where you're going, what you're doing, and how you're doing it. People have their calendar prepared for 2023. Isn't it interesting? God is going to interrupt every calendar in this entire year. Everything that people have scheduled, Watch how the schedule is going to change. Why? Because the prophetic presence of God is so heavy in the Lord, in the world, that he's creating kairos. He's interrupting what you have. He's interrupting your plan, your strategy, your birthing, your celebration, your marriage, your ceremony, your event, because he's coming through, bringing his presence back. His presence is far greater than any other presence in the earth realm, or somebody present that's called the gift and calling, which come without repentance. The men and women of God, we have to rise to the occasion now. We have to know when God speaks, it's time to speak. We have to know when it's time to be quiet, it's time to be quiet. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it back forth. Zero tolerance is my zone in this season. I walk in zero tolerance zone. Zero tolerance zone. If you enter into my zone, you have to have permission to come. You have to have permission to talk. You have to have permission to address me. See, in zero tolerance zone, you won't be one of those things that say, man, they woke me up. No, I just felt, hold on. I don't want to get that in my spirit. I got to talk to you later. I don't want that to bother me. See, when you control your zone, that means nothing will be able to get inside. You shouldn't be frustrated. Hey, you know what? I hear what y'all saying, but that's not me. God bless you. I don't want that in my spirit. You know what? You go ahead and talk about that. That's you. I'm not in that. You, because the believers right now, you can't let nothing infest God's investment. Put that on your Facebook page. You can't let nobody infest God's investment. That's why in this season I entered in, many people ask him, why Prophet Matthew isn't preaching on his Tuesday night? What's going on? Don't worry. I got men and women of God that I've trained for months, weeks, and years. It's their season now. I have to sit back, and daddy has to watch what he put in his sons and daughters rise to the occasion. You might not see me preach for a while, but I'm watching the men and women of God rise to the occasion. Why? Because I'm secure enough to trust my security plan. I invested many things, weeks, months, and men and women of God. It's time for them to rise to the occasion in this season. And watching the beautification and the talent and the gift. Get in my way. Don't get in my way in this season. I'm a very dangerous person. I carry an anointing that will wreck the house of anybody trying to wreck my vision, purpose, and plan. Last season, I sat back. I let people talk, say, and do. No, I'm confrontational. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force. I'm not taking prisoners in this season. I'm taking his presence with me against prisoners. We have to walk in the power and the authority like never before. You have to be able to protect everything. You have a legacy right now at stake, and many people are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I'm not sitting around here in delusions and illusion anymore. If you're not ready to go where God is taking the kingdom of God, then you need to jump off that ship and get on a small boat and go on to roll your boat gently down the stream. You have to know right now where you're going in the season and the things that the Lord is doing. Time is accelerating. The moments we are in are very pivotal to the believer in the kingdom of God. It's time to move away from what you feel or think and move into what you know and understand that God is saying. This 66 books of the Bible that's encrypted in mysteries of conceal, reveal, and fulfill. We are to fulfill everything that's been revealed and concealed, word of God. But if you don't understand what's been concealed and revealed, you'll never fulfill it because you're not in the word of God. It's easy to watch your Saturday night show, go to your big movies, or enjoy the tinkle-festing things of the carnal world. But to tap into the mystery of God is far greater. I told the Lord I'm going to be in a place in this season. I need to meditate on the word of God. Don't let nothing escape me. Someone asked a question to me. They said, why did you see something now? I said, because last year I let things go. This year I'm not letting anything go. I asked God to reveal to me everything about people, friends, enemy, relative, and family member. I don't want nothing be be hidden from me. Why? Because I'm not going to let no one be hid me. You have to ask God. God reveal everything to you. And then when he reveals it to you, he'll let you make a decision and choice. You ain't got to come back and say, well, Lord, are you sure? When God reveals something to you about people, places, and things, I think it's called a now, the name of a person, place, and thing. When he reveals the noun, he's going to reveal the verb. He's going to reveal the adjective, adverb. He's going to reveal the preposition. He's going to reveal everything you need to be able to move. You see how the minority speaker of the house did that speech with all of the alphabets? He gave every single alphabet and broke it down. And then the speaker of the house came and said, ooh, finally he got the gravel. That's how they think. They think just like that. Finally, we have it. You don't have it. Look at what you did. Look at your confusion in your party. Look at the fighting. Look at all of the issue. And guess what? Look at the compromise. You have to know right now that there's a rise of the melanated people. And we're not scared. We're not afraid. We're not in bondage. We're not house slaves. And we're not field slaves. We're dominating the earth realm right now. And the power that God has given us is far greater than any other nation in the world. And we're rising up. I worried about those who call themselves Jews. Revelation talk about they're from the synagogue of Satan. I'm not worried about Jezebel. They suffered that witch to die. I'm not worried about Ahab. Ahab is a scary cat, and he doesn't know how to control his family, and he doesn't know how to control his life. And guess what? He likes to play with those Xboxes in the daytime. You have to know who you are in the kingdom of God. You have to know that you're advancing. Anything that you're doing right now must advance your ministry, advance your life, advance your kingdom, advance the power of God. Now, this is a freebie for men and women of God who are in ministry angry. Many of you who are in ministry speaking from anger and disappointment and letdown, you need to sit out in the season. You're hurting other people. You need medical help. It's time out to stop talking about what people then did to you, what ministry then did to you, what folks did. Graduate. You have an assignment to do. You have to love every person. It ain't about who did this and why they did this and how they act up. Graduate. Your behavior have to be different. You have to walk in a certain kind of charisma and a certain type of integrity that not even the enemy knows who you are and what you're doing. You have to be able to smile in people's faces when they tell lies. You have to be in a position in your life where no one will know anything about you because of what you walk, how you talk, how you display yourself. It's time to move from that place. It's time to graduate into the purpose of God. Yeah, you dealt with pain, but the word of God said in Romans 8 and 18, I reckon and consider that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. You have to show your glory. You can't be holding on to that stuff and continue to carry it. There's a dis-ease that creates a disease, and you don't want that to infect over your family, your ministry, your life, your relationship, your connection. It's time to move from that. Many people, you get into these prayer lines and, oh, I want to be prayed for. But deep in your heart, you don't want to be delivered. It's time for people to be delivered. Oh, God, I'm not committing adultery. I'm not fornicating. But you got issues in your life that are far greater than that. You're trying to discount what your sin is and your problem is. Oh, Lord, I don't smoke weed. Oh, Lord, I'm not cussing anybody else, but you have issues in your life. You haven't let a past marriage go. You haven't let the pain that you dealt with previous relationships. You have not let issues go concerning ministry people. You not have issues that's how you feel towards people. Your behavior is out of control. So you try to judge your perfectedness in you by projecting your madness from you. You can't do that in the kingdom of God. If you're going to love the people, love them right. Well, sit down. If you're going to talk to people, talk to them right or leave it alone. We don't care what your background is. We don't care what you came from or how you came from or where you came from or when you came from or what time you were in it. People aren't interested in what a divorce did to you, a marriage did to you. People ain't concerned about how many years you served on your job, how many years you've done this. No, your spirit has to be right in this season. See, as anointing people know how to stay anointed in the midst of contaminated people. See, your anointing will change the contamination because of your willingness to tap into the presence of God and change the mindset of people. We have to be at our best behavior in this year. Some people are 11 days into 2023, the Gregorian calendar. And guess what? They done went back to the same old thing. They done went back to the same old mindset. Only 11 days. You know, people already know. Give somebody, 21 days to break a habit and make a habit? Sometimes you give people 2 hours. You don't know who they are in 2 hours. They didn't jump up and down, shouted into the new year. It was confusion even with that coming into the new year. Some people said, we're not going to have a new year service, but we're going to have our Sunday morning something. Then you have somebody say, we're going to have our new year service, and we're not going to have our Sunday morning. You see all of that confusion? If you're going to lead the people. Don't let the people lead you. The most dangerous thing that Saul did is allow the people to lead him. When God used Samuel to find Saul searching for an ass, a donkey, he gave him the report. You will be Israel's first king. And if you follow the things of the Lord, you will be great. So Saul becomes Israel's first king. And his first assignment and objective is to hear what the people said. He had a prophet that was with him, a judge, who the word of God said, not one of his words will fall to the ground. Now hear that. Not one of his words will fall to the ground. Here you are, have a prophet that not one of his words will fall to the ground, and you still let the people get your ear. You still follow all that foolishness. You're still letting people manipulate you. So he says to Saul, Saul, what is this thing you've done? Well, you know, the people told me, man, you can't do that. God said, okay, strike one. Strike two. Saul, what is this thing you did? Well, I was making a decision, but, you know, the deacon board decided to tell me. The trustee board decided to tell me. The people in the audience decided to tell me. Strike two. Saul, what is this thing you done? Agag, you were supposed to kill him and destroy the whole entire line. Well, we just decided to save the king and his wife and some of the stuff. God didn't tell you to do that. And now Samuel have to step out of his garment to cut off the head of Agag, and his wife escaped 300 years later, 15 generations later, in the palace Ahasuerus. God have to replace his wife Vashti to raise up Esther to protect the Jews. Now, here we go again. We have to deal with another generation of where we are today. God had to release a queen to raise up an Esther, because guess what? The Jews are in trouble again. And so he had to raise up an Esther and create a Mordecai to sit at the gate. So Samuel disobedience caused things to happen 300 years down the road. January 1st, 2023 was 160 years of the Emancipation Proclamation. That means that the slaves were set free 160 years ago, January 1st, 1863. Here we are in 2023, and people are not free yet. Now watch. June 19th solidified it with the war between the North and the South, and they defeated it, and officially people were free. Now watch this prophetic round. Listen to this prophetically, what's getting ready to happen in the month of June. Now listen to this. 160 years ago, January 1st, Emancipation Proclamation. Now, Will Smith did the movie Emancipation. That was a sign already. So it's letting you know that the actual Jews are liberated. But it's going to take some of you who have the shot, who have went through Dr. Fauci's plan, who watched the Catholic Church do what they do, who watched the Jesuit order do what they do, who have watched the government do what they do, who have watched what's going on in Ukraine, the 1 million people that they let come here free, the ones who are sitting at the border of Texas, the ocean shaking over in California, the things that are transpired on the East Coast. Watch what June is going to do for a lot of people. You're watching a prophetic timetable we're in right now. You're watching a transfer of power that's not public, but it's private. It's happening all around us right now. These next 90 days will be a determining factor for many people for the rest of their life. For the rest of their life, look at the government, look at the world system, look at the banking system, look at the political genre, look at the fights in the political floors, look at people still talking about. Now it's interesting, it's the showdown between what? The Bidens and the Trumps. Intercession, prayer warriors, ministry gift, kingdom leaders. We have to know where we are at in this dispensation of time. It's a dangerous thing when somebody has to prophesy your birthday. It's a dangerous thing when somebody has to prophesy you're going to be rich and you already have wealth inside. It's a dangerous thing when somebody has to tell you you'll be married and you don't even dress for the occasion to be married. It's a dangerous thing when somebody has to give you a word that you already know who it is and what it is, and you get excited and shout about it when you ain't even walked into the purpose of it. It's a dangerous thing. It's good to get a word from the Lord, but when you know that you are the word, then the power of the word can only strengthen the word of God in you. The word of God was already solidified. Isn't it interesting? In Genesis chapter number 1, he gave a five dimensions of what we can do in the earth realm. And then he meets with the angels in heaven and he said, let us make man in our image, in the image of God himself, in the image of the angel. And then after our likeness. So the problem is, what do you like? Because if it's God, it should be after his liking and likeness. The problem, we're eating from the wrong food chain, the wrong table, and the wrong sound, and the wrong frequency. Our flesh is being fed, but our spirit is dying. You have to rise up and let your spirit live, live, live. Words that you speak out of your mouth are very critical to this time. Open your mouth and decree and declare. You're not going to walk in bankruptcy. Your credit report is only a number system. Let me say that again. Your credit report is only a number system. They determine your credit based upon your ability to spend and your ability to pay and then your ability to not to pay. So if you didn't pay a credit card 30 days, then what they do is put you on a list. If you don't pay the credit card, then it establishes a credit report. And then from the credit report, then each credit agency give you a determination by number. Watch this now. That's only determined based upon the period of time from which you had your credit report and based upon the time where you can pay and you don't pay. Many people are living based upon the credit report of a system that's been created to determine and keep a track record of how your financial marketplace is. I don't live by that. I live by the very power and authority of who I am in the kingdom of God. I'm not determined by a 480 credit, a 515 credit, a 612 credit. Of course, there's none of those. Mine's a little over 800. I'm not determined by any of those things. I'm determined by my ability to understand every part of my organ is counted as a number. God knows every encrypted code of the wittiness, the invention, the talent, and the skill of who I am. He knows every part of what you can say or do. Do you know when you open your mouth, there's a frequency that comes out of your mouth? There's a sound that comes out of your mouth. And it's tweaked by a frequency. It's determined by a dimension. It's understood by an acoustic. It's defined by a rhythm. It's celebrated by the cerebellum and cerebrum with sensory development. It's all established for you. And whatever you say out of your mouth is based upon the rhythm of your heart and the momentum of your brain. And how you say it will determine the power for which you have in the earth realm. Sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. That's larger than three baseball fields. There's 86,700 seconds in a day. So whatever you say out of your mouth is a determining factor in a 24-hour period, but 1,000 years to God. So if you open your mouth right now and speak, you have caused 1,000 years to be celebrated in 24 hours, 46,700 seconds in a day. You have the power and the ability to call anything to you. You can call those things that be not as though they were. Things come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God said in Psalms 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalms 119 and 105 said the word of God is a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your pathway. Psalm 119 and 130 said the entrance of the word giving light. You have to understand that your words have life, sound, power, authority, frequency, ability, eternity, time, momentum, movement, existence. You can speak to money. You can call it those things that be not. You control the trajectory of who you are, where you are, where you're going, where you want to be. You can be at home and then speak the word of God and then move. Psalms 107 and 20 said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all destruction. So if you have a determinate prayer life, you can open up your mouth. You don't have to pray long. You can pray strong. You can speak those things and it happens. You'll be able to understand thought, will, and mind of people and will not even have to fight with them. You know how to be there and not be there. You know how to go there and not go there. You don't have to worry about it. A text message, a phone call, somebody to reach out to you, or email. You can speak those things. Existed. Everything happens instantaneous. The power of trajectory. Jesus moved in and out of his enemy in an instant of time. He looked at his enemy in the face, and they didn't even identify him. He identified them. You have the power and the ability to do anything you want. Don't allow somebody credit report to give you a report that God already reported on your behalf. When he said, let us make man, he gave you a dimension far greater than any dimension. He gave you the example of Enoch in a book, and he said, you can walk in it and never die. You can live and move into spiritual dimension. You can flow in places you never flowed with before. You don't need security. You are security because the angels of the living God will be there for you. They will be there to pick you up. At least at any time you dash your feet against the rock. You have the power and the authority. Use your words. Use your power. Use your authority. That's what God can let me tap into the mysteries of 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024 and tell you, you're actually in 2029 and you're actually in 2023, Gregorian calendar. You're living in a time zone that's far greater than you ever exist. You create the timetable. A watch only gives you a certain time. You can put on $1,000. You can wear a $5,000 watch or a $400 watch. You can wear a $10,000 watch or a $200 watch. You can wear a presidential watch, which is over $100,000, or a simple Movado, which is $600, $700. Guess what? They all give the same time. You have to understand, no matter what you wear, how you wear, what you do, it's still going to be based upon who wears it. You can wear the best garment of Versace, or you can wear the worst garment from Walmart store, but you have to understand, you have to be able to wear that garment just as great as anybody else. There are people that are doing things in life that does not fit the profile of the kingdom of God. You are in a powerful place today. I'm only prophesying to many of you right now. and telling you everything you already know. I'm just decoding some of you right now. I'm getting some of you a wake-up call, and some of you, it's hard to take the notes, so you'll go back and get the recording. You have to know who and what you are to God, not people, to God. When you know who you are to God, the word of the Lord God says, they that know their God will do great exploits. The problem with people who don't know their God, they don't even know which God that they're serving. Isn't it think that if you do statistics on religion and you study religion, most of the people who are teaching religion are atheists, and then, you know, 70% of the people who are in church preaching the gospel really don't really, now this is true, 70% of the people who are actually preaching the gospel, they don't believe it themselves. They're just going along with what they've been taught. But true believers can preach the word of God with conviction and godly conviction and not be afraid to explain it and expound on it and give you expository knowledge. Here you have thousands of people who are following the arena mindset. You know what the arena mindset is? It's just like back in Caesar, when he put all of the thousands of people in big arenas, and they have these big old fights, and they let everybody fight each other. Well, isn't it interesting God put us all in a big giant arena and let one simple little man on a Monday night go to cardiac arrest, and then he raises him back up and causes all of those guys on the field who were beating up each other to pray. And we'll let the whole world watch. He told you. He said, if you guys think for one time I'm going to let you take prayer out of the school, let me put prayer in the arena. If you think for one time you false religious people who hide behind religion with all that mess in your life won't stand up and pray, I'll create a cardiac arrest, and I'll bring my heart back to the center of the world and let the gentleman wear number 3, and he'll have 2 crosses on his teeth right under his eyes. And I let the world see that the cross of God would not die. I'll bring cardiac arrest and let you know that I'm coming back with my heart to resuscitate the world. And I use all of the big athletes of the world who people like to watch beat up each other, come together and pray. Now, isn't that prophetic? I'm prophesying to some of y'all today. Isn't that powerful? How God can take 3 divine and connected, create cardiac arrest, put him in the hospital and raise more money than he ever raised for his foundation and make people rise to the occasion and bring everybody together to say, Lord, we're going to pray. Now you got folk praying. That folk, and here's the church world. Look at them sitting back. We ain't having church today. We worry about coronavirus. Somebody going to get sick. You ought to be the one. The church world should be the one that should be sick. You all should be, you have the power and the authority. There should no sickness come not your building, your place, your house, your dwelling place. The church is the place where you're supposed to get healed at. The church is the place you got delivered at. But when the pulpit is sick, then everybody's sick. When the ministry gift is sick, everybody's sick. When the people got malpracticing, that's why you had all the lawsuits in 2020. Everybody was malpracticing, trying to build agendas and arenas, and they don't click. So God said, you know, let me just go on through and do a wipeout real quick and replenish the people. Your 2023 is not a secret. It's being revealed. And if I wouldn't even told you about this arena situation, you wouldn't even notice. So it brought the people to their knees. It brought the means to having faith. It brought people to stand. Prayer is needed, and it changed the mindset. Isn't it interesting? Cardiac arrest on a Monday night. It counseled out the game. Everybody started praying. The number 3 is divine. Young 24-year-old, 24 elders, had to come to a 24-year-old black young man in his second year in the NFL. With 2 crosses around his eyes, under his eyes, symbolizing the Spirit of the Lord. And it lets you know that Pope Benedict is not here, so that's not a cross. Other Pope will leave. That won't be a cross. Queen is not on the throne. That won't be controlled by the Church of England. So everything is changing. And look how God raised up a simple little man to speak and create cardiac arrest and allow the whole world to know that I'm changing the heart of America. And many people didn't even get it. Why? Because they were too busy in their flesh. I'm just prophesying to you to let you know what God is trying to do. So I go into California, and I take the lost angels and prove to them that if you want to stay lost, let me show you the cost. So I go through your city, I go through your nation, and I prove to you. But you got to understand, California is a self-ruled city. They made up all of these decisions. Look at Hollywood. Look at the thing. And let me just go through Hollywood. I took Barbara Walters and let her know that's a farewell. Let me just show you my power. I'm always giving you an example. I'm going to show you. So he goes through there and says, look, let me put a hole in the ground. Let me warn all these celebrities in here. Let me show you that. Your talent, your gift, your celebrityism, you think it's going to buy you, your money going to buy you something? No. Your house going to do something? No. Let me show you your $5 million house, your $55 million mansion, your secret little neighborhood. You know they went through the coastal line, right? You know all of those big houses that was sitting on that mountain up there? Yeah, go Google it now. All those big old houses that were $50 million, $30 million in that little gated community. You know how they keep that little gated community? Oh, he tore all that down. He went through that, man. He went through that and went swap. Bang, the boom, and went through there and took it all out of there. Because your secret stuff, your little world, your ancient society, your little festival, your little blood sacrifice that you all have, I'm going to prove to you that I am God and God alone. Oh, yeah, I'm warning you. I'm going to show you who I am. See, what you followed, you thought you were following, what you were going along with, you thought you were going along with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said, I'm proving to you. I'm going to show you my power. I'm going to show you the catechism. I'm going to show you all of your secret codes and your 21 floors and your great power that you have. It's all coming to an end. And guess what? It's irreversible. Right now, everything is irreversible. So, you want to stay in your fraternity? It's going to cost you. You want to stay in your little Mason order? It's going to cost you. If you want to stay in your bones and scales and your other little secret society, it's going to cost you something. But if you want to stand with God, you're going to rise to the occasion. I told you June will be here before you know it. You know, they had to make it a national holiday in 2022 because they knew that they wouldn't have to be able to do what they want to do if they didn't come to understand what Juneteenth was all about and the presence of God for the lives of his people. This is prophetic timetable that we're in. It's prophetic hour that we're in. It's a prophetic day that we're in. You're in a prophetic time, men and women of God. And let me pause. All of y'all need a prophet in your life. Thank God for Prophet Matthew. Thank God I'm just revealing. It's ain't pride. It's just confident to tell you that what God is doing, he's doing it to reveal it to the people. He's letting my people know. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, actually 13. If I shut up the heaven that there be no rain, if I can land the locust to divide the land, but if my people, those are his, not mine, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. But before he said that, in verse 7, he told Solomon, I'm choosing this place for you. Solomon said, I open this place for you. I choose this place. I choose this dwelling place for you to be here, Lord. You have access to this place. And how many of us give God access to him? How many of us prepared a room for the Lord that he will have total access to those places, to those things, to those views? I told you, Some people will write history. That's what they got the United States Congress pilots for everybody to archive in. Then you have some people who watch history. Now you got people sitting back there watching history. Then you got some people who will participate. They just only participate. But those who will become history, that's a different thing. Because what you're doing is you're rewriting what was written falsely. You're breaking the record that was once set before. You're becoming the glory carriers. You are clothing the incarcerated system. You're writing books that will rebook you for the book. You're following the divine sound. The marketplace will seek you out. Things you never thought will happen for you. That's why I share with the people Sunday that ancient sound is making people miss the purpose of the sound of God. To follow the ancient sound will always deviate you from the purpose of the things of God. God will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Giving us this day what? Our daily bread. He's giving you everything you need in his word. I was sharing with some of my leaders some time ago. And I was explaining to them about prayer. So I was telling some of them, I said, you know what? I'm a tester, telling one of my daughters in the gospel today. I said, when I share things with people or I put people on the spot, I'm really not putting them on the spot. I'm testing their availability and I'm testing their talent of where they can be at. Because you have to be ready at all times. So when I say pray, do I have to pray right now? Yeah, go ahead and pray. I need time to pray. So you need to pray about praying. So you got to go to God and pray about praying. Isn't it interesting? Some people got to pray to God about prayer. You ain't ready. I'm not ready for that. So you got to ask God to be ready to go to heaven if he came today. So if God came today, you're going to tell God you're not ready. Isn't it interesting how we got to ask God when the opportunity comes to present God's case, we got to go to God to ask him, do we have permission to do his will? Okay, let me say this so you can understand. It is, you've been saved 20 years, 15 years. You've been in the Bible. You can read the word of God. And you say, well, woman of God, I need you to pray. Who, me? No, Scooby-Doo, or somebody else. Yeah, you. You got to pray. Why? Because I test the validity of where you at. I'm a tester of people. A lot of times I say things and people are like, Pastor Matthew want me to do that. No, to do God's will. I'm just giving you an opportunity to present his case. Isn't that powerful? So when you're asking people to pray, the devil, I ain't talking about the devil. If you pray, the devil ain't gonna have you. See, you haven't been praying. You follow what I'm saying, Saint? I hope this is making sense. It is, but I'm just making you a point. So you say, well, I need, what is the Lord saying? Let me see what the Lord is saying. Well, you've been on the phone all day talking about the Lord and gossiping. Didn't you talk something about the Lord? You know, it's just saying, you got people gossip all day, have a conversation all day, and you say, what did the Lord say? Why? Because you're not full of the Lord, you're full of gossip. See, when you're not ready to do the things of the kingdom of God, you have to ask the Lord, what is it that's in you that's hindering you? What is it that's delaying you and causing confusion in you? Because anybody that's anointed and flowing the gift and move like you move and anointed, surely the Lord God would have you to say something. If you open your mouth and say, God is good. At least you could say God is good. But to pray about praying, to pray about preaching, ministry. You gotta ask yourself the question, what are you in ministry for? What are you serving God for? What are you serving God for? Sometimes I have to say, what are the people serving you for? Or are they serving you, or are they in it because they saw somebody else doing it, and so they wanted to serve you based upon somebody else or based upon the scare tactic? But you have a lot of people, you scare tactics to get people in, and you scare tactics to get people off drugs, and you scare tactics to get people together. You know, my brother said something that was very powerful at one of my event services. He said something that really blessed me. He said, allow me to make the changes. But if I change based upon you, all I'm doing is for you, and then I go back. I thought about that. Man, let the people, let that man, let that woman make the changes. You can't threaten nobody to change. You can't force nobody to change. You can change you, but you can influence others. You see how that is? Change you, but influence others. Don't try to manipulate your kids. You know, don't try to deceive them. You know, we ain't talking about the young ones, because some of them need a little spanking. And then some of y'all need spankings, too. Y'all having a boy meet with your kids. Baby, now you got to be good today. Mommy going to, look, the Bible says you bidding the sap, you spoil the child. Take that sap and wrap that tail, and that tail will come in order. It may cry a little while, but guess what? It didn't know when to get in order. But you have to understand the power and the authority of your prayer life. You have to understand who you are in the kingdom of God. And if you decide that you don't want to pray, let me give you a scripture. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 6. Go down to verse number 8. And then read 8, but go to verse number 9. And then, if you don't want to pray, just open up and go say, after this manner, therefore pray. Father in heaven. You see how powerful that is? A simple prayer will open up a simple page for you. You got to say that, well, I don't know what to pray about. Yes, you do. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 9. If you go to Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 9, you will bless the world with your prayer life. You'll be able to speak from a prophetic dimension that's far greater than any other dimension there is in your life and in the world. You go to that scripture and open it up and start reading it. And just open up the Bible and say, just pray it, pray it. And then watch how God's going to give you the rest. He's going to give you the nuggets. He's going to give you the word of knowledge. He's going to give you how to pray it. He's going to give you how to release it. He's going to give you the dimension to tap into it. He's going to give you what to say, how to say it. He's going to give you the power and authority and the anointing of how to make it happen. He's going to take you to all of these dimensions. You're going to blow your own mind. Why? Because you're going to pray. You're going to go into the Spirit of God, and you're going to tap into the dimensions of God, and God's going to give you what to do and how to do it. And guess what? He's going to lead you not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Or he's going to give us your daily bread. Or he's going to take you. He's going to forgive your debt as you forgive your debtors. He's going to do all of those things. He's going to give you some power that you ain't never thought you can have. He's going to do some things that you never thought you can do. He's going to give you everything you need and let it come to pass for you. And I'm telling you, he's going to bless you right now. I'm telling you, God is so good. Just open your mouth. Just give God the praise. Trust the Lord. I tell you, he'll bless you, and he'll bless you like never before. I'm telling you, he'll give you what you need. I'm telling you, and bless your life. He will give you your heart's desire. He'll give you what you need and what you want. He'll give you the peace that passes all understanding. And show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He is God and God alone. I'm telling you, God is blowing my mind. I'm telling you, he's blowing my mind every day. And I give him praise, glory, and honor, and praise for what he's doing. You just tap into it. Watch God move over you. Watch the thing that he would do for your life. Watch the power and authority for which you will walk in, breathe in, live in, and experience in your life and in your dimension. Oh, he's a dimensional God. He'll touch you. He'll bless you. He'll spoil you. He'll love on you. He'll let you smile. He'll give you greater things than you ever thought you can have. He'll make your life so beautiful. He'll show you things you didn't even think you would have. He is God alone. I'm telling you, I bless the Lord for what he's doing for many of us today. Bless the Lord. Give him praise. Celebrate God. Know your God and watch him do great exploits. Know the power of God's hand on your life and for your life. I'm telling you, you want God to do it? Yes, he will. I think President said that. Yes, he can. And then that minority speaker said, yes, he can too. He can do anything you imagine. Bless somebody today. Do what you need to do. Sow a seed to somebody's life. Show them the great things of the Lord God. I was sharing with somebody else. People don't even listen to this sentence. Some people don't even know who they have in their life. You know why they don't know who they have in their life? Because they're letting their pain manage their purpose. Let me share this with you. I'm going to end on this one. You can write this down. Some people don't know who they have in their life. Why? Because they're letting their pain manage their purpose. There are some people who are letting all of their pain manage their purpose. So when they have somebody in their life that can help them change their life, be a blessing in their life, they can't do it because their pain is managing their purpose. When you stop allowing your pain to manage your purpose, the gift will manifest for your life. The gift will manifest for your life. I'm going to teach that on Facebook today sometime, so y'all get ready. Look at the person next to you. No, don't look at the person. Just stay focused. Stop letting pain manage your purpose. Because many of us, well, I'm taking me out of that. Many of you all will not survive if you let pain manage your purpose. Because you don't know who God will put in your life under divine connection. Under divine connection, there are people assigned for your life. There are people right now that are assigned to me. But because they're letting pain manage their purpose, they'll never get what I have for them to be blessed. They'll never get it. They'll never prosper because they're allowing pain to manage their purpose. Add this addendum to that one. Pain managed people's purpose, and the agenda is causing them chaos. Ooh, that's powerful, ain't it? Let me write that down. Somebody write that down for me. Write that down, because I'm telling you, I told you when I'm getting this Kairos time. See, they let pain manage their purpose, and they let their agenda cause chaos. Because when their agenda don't work, it's chaos for them. And then the person who's supposed to manage their purpose, they make them feel chaotic. Isn't that interesting? Okay, let me stop. I'm done. Take what I said today. Let the Spirit of the Lord God will be done in your life and for your life. I just wanted to do a simple teaching today. Simple. Nothing big. Just simple. So you can understand what's coming, what's here, and what's on its way. It means arrival. We're watching all of those things right now. Stay in that place of prayer. Get into the heart of God. Let him dwell in you and reveal what you need. I learned one powerful thing in 2022, when I was teaching on It's Time to Graduate. One of the series I shared in my teaching of 2022, and it's probably going to be one of the books that I'll be writing. You have to know that you can't give your enemy any attention. people say things against you, don't give it any attention. If you know you're not that, it doesn't have power over you. Number two, I learned to talk with a language that will confuse my enemy while they're angry. Just talk nice to them. Let them get it out, but they won't get it in me. Let them get it out, but they won't get it in me. You have to learn to walk in a certain type of aura in your life. But when you know who you are in the kingdom of God, you know you walk in after his likeness. You're in his image, and you're after his likeness. I want what God wants for his people. But if the people don't want what God wants, I can't produce it. Because after all, people are letting their pain manage their purpose. And finally, the book is called When Letting Go Counts for Something. How many are willing to let go and know it's going to count for something? If you watch the old movies, they call it Count Dracula. If you watch the ABCs, when they used to have Sesame Street, you had Count Dracula. It would count numbers. If you're in the kingdom of God, you just count down. When letting go counts for something, you're in the countdown of something great in your life. Amen. I bless you on today. I thank God for the men and women of God on this day. We bless the Lord for many of you and where you're about to go. I share with the people on Monday night, one of my colleagues' stages, get ready to receive the spoils in this year. You're going to see it. Everything that God has for you, take it. Don't be religious. Take it. And if you feel you have enough and you don't need it, take it. Because you can bless somebody else with it. Don't count God out. But he'll test you with that $20 bill before he give you the $200. He'll test you with the $5 before he give you the $50. He'll test you with the $100 before he gives you the $1,000. He'll test you with picking up that penny on the ground when all your friends are around and everybody looking at you. Because he knows that the penny, 1 cent. And in the Bible, a talent was 1 cent. He'll trust you. And he'll trust you with something small before he gives you something big. He'll trust you to be a blessing. And then when he gives it to you big, if you decide to rob him, he'll send a robber in to take everything away from you. Yeah, he'll do it. Watch this. He blessed you. Here you are. Gave you this beautiful house and blessed you. And then you go around enjoying the beautiful house. He'll let a pipe break. He'll let a window crack. He'll let a floor break. He'll let somebody run into the house. And then you'll be buying to the devil. No, you ain't got to buy the devil. You should have did what God told you to do at first. But see, you made a promise to the Lord. If you bless me, this is what I'm going to do. And see, when you sign the contract, God ain't changed his covenant. That's a preach. But see, a lot of us, we sign contracts. And we forget that you made a covenant with God before you got a contract. See, and a lot of us in this year, you under these contracts, and God expected you to follow the covenant. You owe God, but you ain't did it right. So in your 90 days, go ahead and get a go ahead and get it right with God so he can give you a wake. You know, I woke up with a dream, and God said, tell the people that I'm sending some waivers out. Wow, that's powerful. I had to look, what are the waivers? I had to look at the word waiver. Oh, wow. Yeah, get it right. He'll give you a waiver. Get waived back. But guess what? We want to be slick with God. We can't say, that's God's money. That's God's car. How you going to out-slick God? How do you think you're going to out-slick God? Come on now. You can't out-slick God. But I did say y'all was done. All right, bless the Lord. Bless God. Those of you who want to be a blessing today, you can sow first fruit. I'm opening up an opportunity for you. You will be a blessing. You want to be a blessing. Prophet Matthew, I want to be a blessing to this ministry. It has blessed me. Even the word of God that you said today has blessed me. We know that you are a blessing to the kingdom of God, and we want to be a blessing to you. And we want to be a blessing to the ministry at large. Many of our ministries in Sierra Leone, even Ghana now that's joining us right now, other ministries around the world that are connected, and even some of our ministry that we're connected with right now. We're building and strengthening ministry. We're preparing for our next great assignment that's coming up real soon. You'll hear about it probably in about a week from now, but we're preparing this great time. Now, many of you who are connected with us, I know some people have already started to fast, and I appreciate that. But I want those who want to join us, we're going to prepare our fast for January 20th. January 20th, we want to start our fast, and we want to go to February 11th. That's 23 days. We want to fast for 23 days for the 2023 years. So we're going to be fasting. Now, we're still fasting on our Wednesday, so we need everybody to continue to fast on that Wednesday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to be fasting for the 23 days. Now, our fast is going to be consisting of just fruits and vegetables and water and tea. Fruits and vegetables, waters and tea. Nothing else. Fruits and vegetables, waters and tea. Water and tea. So from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we're going to be totally fasting at that time. Anything after that, we're going to just have fruits and vegetables, waters and tea. Now, I want to make it simple. So you won't ask me, can we eat bread? Can we do this? Fruits and vegetables, you're going to be drinking water and tea. Fruits and vegetables through the entire fast. We're not going to have anything else through the fast, but fruits and vegetables, water and tea is what we're going to drink. Fruits and vegetables, water and tea. That's real simple, ain't it? That's real simple. So January 20th through February the 11th, that's 23 days, we're going to be seeking the face of God. Now, you're going to, in the fast, you're going to ask the Lord, what do you want him to do for you for 2023 year? Some of you already know what you want God to do. So that's fine. You already know what you want God to do. But I want those who will be joining us, partners, our church, local people, fruits and vegetables, drinking water and tea. Now, those who have medical issues, you fast based upon your medical issue, or you seek your doctor or your medical profession of how you should fast. But we will be fasting from that time. So that's a Friday, and we're going to go all the way to February the 11th. That's 23 days we're going to be fasting. I want to encourage you to stay in the presence of God. Write books. Read. Study the word of God. Get in that time of the Lord. He will starve your flesh, and he will move your purpose. We're going to be praying. Now, those of you who are already fasting, you guys stay in your fast. If you want to join us, you can. If you're in your fast, it's okay. We all are in this together. That's why I tell people, we're all in this together. So we're in unanimity together. So it's okay. We're all in this together. But we're starting ours January 20th through February the 11th. That's 23 days. And we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. I'm looking forward to it. I've been fasting anyway, and I've been in this quiet place the last several days and weeks, this last week. But we want to encourage you to fast and pray. And you write down what you want God to do in 2023. And as you're asking God to move over those 2023 things, he's standing with you on 2023. Amen? So ask God. Now, quickly another announcement. March 31st through April the 2nd, our church is going to have a ninth year church celebration. That's March 31st through April the 2nd. Our local church will be celebrating 9 years. 9 years. We want to give you a personal opportunity to be part of that with us, to be part of that with our church. It'll be 9 years Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Mission. I rebooted and started again. Now, we actually started. It would be our 20th year. This will be year 20. For Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. That's our 501c3. 1999 when God gave me Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. But we in our 20th year, this will be year 20, so we're celebrating 20 years as Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry through our 501c3, the IRS, and all of those things. As incorporated, but before that we were incorporated as Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. So we're inviting you to celebrate our 20 years. This is our 20 years this year, and it will be December 2nd, 2023, official 20 years, and March 31st, it's going to be our church celebration. It will be at our local church. March 31st, you can mark your calendars, to April the 2nd. So that's Friday, March 31st, Saturday, April 1st, and Sunday, April the 2nd. We'd love for you to join. You can prepare your calendars in advance. We'd love to see you with us. You'll be knowing forthcoming the other location where God will be doing things for us. I'll be letting you know more details and specifics of what we're doing. I'll be giving you more details next week concerning our June conference and our October conference 2023. I'll be giving you more information. I want all of the intercessors, the prayer warriors, and all of the men and women of God that teaches Monday, Tuesday, join us Wednesday, Thursday, myself and mother, Sydney, first and third Saturday. First and third Friday, first and third Saturday, and especially those who have joined us on Sunday. Sunday morning, I will be teaching every Sunday morning at 7:30 on our blog talk and our live. That's official, but every Sunday morning, that'll be our first service. Wherever in the United States, I will be ministering on Sunday morning at 7:35, sometimes based upon the prayer, it might be right around 7:45, but we will be teaching and ministering the Word of God. We have covenant partners, we have virtual members, and we just have those who fellowship with us every Sunday morning. So whatever time zone I'm in, we will be having prayer. So if it's 8:00 in another time zone, it won't change to central time zone. It'll be that 7:45 time. So 7:45 or 7:30, it will be 8:30 in the East Coast. It will be 5:30 in the West Coast and anywhere else, you know, Sierra Leone watches us, so they're connected with us as well. They'll be watching too. So all of you, join me every Sunday morning. I will be ministering the Word of God Sunday morning at 7:30 on my Facebook Live, on the blog talk as well. We'll be blessing the people of God. Many of you see that we have quite a few people that listen to us on Sunday morning following us on our live Facebook. You'll be able to join us in our 11 o'clock service, our 11 a.m. service, when we're in the sanctuary ministering the Word of God. We're ministering the Word of God in our 11 a.m. service. We usually go live about 11:30, 11:45. We're going to be streaming it very soon in this 2023 year on YouTube as well as Instagram and Facebook, so you'll have a simultaneous. You can watch it at that time. We're connecting things together in this year. We want you to be part of it, and all of those who are covenant partners and around the world, we want to do that. Now, if you're interested in me coming to your city, your town, your nation, your community to minister the Word of God, please reach out to our administrator, Rita Bryan. She will schedule those days and events. We'll get with you. She has her hands full with a lot of other things as well. She has to tend to, but she will get back with you, and we will be ready to share and minister the word of God in your town, to your nation. We're open to be a blessing to the men and the women of God. We want to expand the territory of ministry, and we want to do it in a governing way, in a way which lives will be touched, changed. There will be some other announcements in the upcoming weeks of some transitional things that I'm doing in ministry, and I want you to be part of it. Be prepared for the book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. It will be coming out very, very soon, and you'll know it because you'll see it on Facebook. You'll hear me talk about it, and I want you to be able to be blessed. It's been dedicated to my mother, whose birthday is this coming Friday. My mother turned 76 this coming Friday. She'll be 76 years old. And this week I'm just spending time saying great things about Mom and all of the impact that she made. So if you go to my Facebook page, just make a comment. Thank God for Mother Matthews and the child that she reared up, the 7th of 18. I appreciate it. You can say a comment. Make a little comment there. It'll be nice. You can say something nice. It's okay. You just want to hit the like, you can do that as well. But this week is dedicated to her and all the great things she's done and impacted my life and the lives of her children. 2022 was a real tough year for her. We almost lost her about four times last year. So I thank God that she has the strength and the health to be who she is and be alive. Thank God for her. So people of God, I hope what I said today will not only encourage you, but make you look at life from a very clear, strong, and anointed level in this season. And know who I am in the kingdom of God. Very zero tolerance in this season. If you're not going to celebrate me, don't hang with me to tolerate me. This is the season that I'm in. Growth demands change. And development require a new mindset. So you have to grow and you have to develop into who God called you to be. This is a time for many of us. And many of you who are listening, following us, internet the way, we celebrate you all for who you are. I may not personally say I thank you or I love you or I appreciate you, but you can assure it, you're definitely in the heart of me. And for those who are afraid to reach out to me and hug me when you see me, don't worry about that. I'm not intimidated by your hug or your embrace. I'm a father, I'm a brother, and I'm a friend. Just remember that. I'm a father, I'm a brother, and I'm a friend. And I don't worry about what people say about me. After you reach a certain level and pinnacle in your life, people's opinion can't stop the anointing on my life. Trust God, love God. Hug your enemy. You might be hugging a purpose that they need from your anointing on today. Well, I thank God for you. And once again, those of you who want to sow a first fruit seed into the ministry, please feel free to do that. You can be a blessing. You can do that by Cash App Money Sign, RFTIM. Cash at Money Sign. You can do it via Zelle, Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com. That's We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com, and be a blessing. Or you can go to our website personally. It will be changing over the next couple of months. Everything you see on our website will be literally changed, and you can be a blessing there. Go to our website at We Restore You. .org. That's We Restore You, the letter U, .org. And so see, if you want to mail it to us, you can do that at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. That's 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We bless you in advance. Some of you, you'll be hearing from me very soon. Some of you will hear from me from other mediums. And don't be surprised, because I'm just that type of person. I like to bless people. So you'll be wondering, wow, Did that come from Prophet Matthew? Yes, it did. Because we're doing things different in this year, and we're blessing the kingdom of God. Not that we haven't been a blessing, but we want the dynamics of the kingdom of God to come alive in the people of God life. And for my Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry team, I am so proud of you. I'm so excited that what God is doing in you, using you. I'm so excited about the word that come forth, the impact that's been made, the things that are happening for you. I'm so excited where I can sit back and watch you go for broke. I'm so excited to listen on a 5 a.m. and be quiet and just hear how the powerful men and women of God are coming forth. Some of you think, well, Prophet ain't on here. Oh, yeah, I'm listening in. I'm sitting back just listening. And wow. Because I'm enjoying this year. I'm going to enjoy you all. Really, I'm just enjoying you. Also, Simmons, man, I was watching this broadcast. Like, man, I ain't gonna put no comment. I'm just going to look at you. Watch the gold man bless the people. I mean, like I said, wow. I'm just watching Tracy Pollard, watching the Browns flow, watching Minister Anton Warren, man, this is some good stuff here. I'm just watching the praise dance flow. I am just watching the presence of God. And I'm like, Lord, my labor is not in vain. Look at them. Look at them go. Look, man, this is good. I celebrate all of the greatness. Look at the teacher. Look at Mother Jackson. Look at the teacher. Wow. Look at them go. So, wow, this is beautiful. Thank God for Dr. Wilkson dealing with the 5 a.m., the way you set things up is powerful. We're going to have a phenomenal year, people of God. I'm telling you, I used to say, go big or don't go. I'm going big or I'm not going at all. We're going big, Texas. We're going big, Virginia. We're going big, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nevada, California. We're going big, Washington, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina. We're going big, Florida. We're going big, New York, New Jersey. We're going big, Maine, Delaware. We're going big, New Hampshire, New Jersey. We're going big, Connecticut, Massachusetts. We're going big. You have to go big, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota. We're going big, West Virginia. We're going big. I'm telling you, Louisiana, we're going big. We are going big, Missouri. We're going big, Arizona, who connected with us, New Mexico. We're going big, Hawaii. We're going big, Arkansas. We're going big, Canada. We're going big, CLEO. We're going big for those of you who are preparing to join us for our Egypt Jerusalem tour. The flyer is there. I'll be putting it on my Facebook page. All you have to do is go there, follow the information at the bottom. We're going big. It's going to be an exciting time. We're joining some other leaders that will be going from around the United States that will be going. We're looking forward to a great time. So I'm excited. And we're hitting to Virginia. We're going to be there with them February the 18th and the 19th. I'm excited about what God is doing. And I'm excited about the book, Love, the Unhinged Chapter. Oh, you're going to see it's going to another level. We're working on something this very moment concerning that book right now and where it's going. It's going from book to another place. Y'all are here by the song. A lot of things are happening. You just got to stay woke and stay alive. And the encounter with wisdom, the secret of hers, preparing itself to black people. I'm excited for you, and excited for you, and excited for you. And I'm excited for you, you, and you. Stay in that purpose. Stay with God. Stay in the hand of God. Let his will be done. All right. Now, I'm finished. Do anyone have a question for me? If you have a comment, you have to be brief now. If you have a statement, it's connected to the comment. Because some people make a comment, and it's really a question. So if you have a comment, you can make that. If you have a statement, then I don't respond back to statement. But someone said, well, I'm asked a question. No, you made a statement. I don't have to respond to your statement. But all I can do is say, okay, and keep moving on. If you ask me a question, then I respond to the question. But I think when we deal with English language, people don't understand that if you're asking me a question, I can respond. If you're making a statement, I may not agree with you or agree with you, but I may not respond back because it's a statement. You're only stating something. It doesn't have to be true. It has to be false, but it's a statement. Now, if you have a question, then I'm able to respond to a question. If you have a comment, all you're doing is making a comment. So we have to understand the difference between a question, a statement, or a comment. Any English teachers in here? Y'all understand that. So if you're asking, you're making a statement, then I don't have to respond. I just thank you. Or, okay, let's move on. If you're asking a question, then you want me to respond back. If you're making a comment, then you're making a comment based upon what I shared. So I'm like, okay, they're making a comment. Thank you for the comment. So now we understand the English language. Okay, so if you have a question for me, I'll try my best to answer it, or have somebody maybe willing to answer it. If you're making a statement, then I'm listening to it. If I choose to respond to your statement, I will. So if I don't want to respond, I'll just listen in. If you're making a comment, then I'm listening to your comment. All right, so everybody have a, so I need people to understand me in 2023, how I operate, so we can all be on the same accord. Thank you for those who are at the local church there. Thank God for our leaders that are at the local church every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. that they have. All right, intercessors, I know you always ready to pray. I know you all are ready to blow the shofar. I know you always doing some things, but God uses me in an unusual way. And many of you know that when he starts using me in an unusual way, I just go as God leads me. And that's the way I want things to be done. That's what I told our worship at our church. When God moves in worship, just don't wait for Prophet Matthew. I want to be where, and I believe Apostle Simmons, and some of you all know too, and some of the other people too. I can use Apostle Simmons because he's one of my sons. Sometimes I use other people and they have questions about it. But when God uses us in worship, man, I want it to come. I want the day to come where our worship would be so pure. And not saying it's not pure, but we're tweaking you all. But I want to be where we can just flow and people can lay on the altar and we can just stay in the presence. That's what I'm trying to get our team, because I got a lot of religious people still there. They're coming out of the religion. So we're bringing them out of the religious part of it. But where you can just be in the presence of God and flow in that dimension. And the people can just lay prostrate in the glory of God there. So if I begin to prophetically sing, I don't have to tweet people, I don't have to tell people what to do. I'm just in the presence, so they can be liberated. I don't want our church to be all strangers, you know. We got to schedule this. No, if you're in the presence of the Lord, because when you're in the presence, you ain't going to have to move. You ain't going to be jumping up and down. When you're in that presence, that thing is so powerful, you ain't trying to rush out of the building. But if you decide to go, it's okay. But I want the people to be in the presence. I'm telling you, you get in that worship name, it's powerful. All right, we're breaking. Anyone got a question or a comment? And if you got a statement, let's be great for them. All right, amen. We bless the Lord. Oh, yeah, real quickly, don't forget to join Apostle Simmons. They come on before us. So when they come on, their time. It's 12:15 their time, 11:15. Join them on Wednesday. We got what we call dynamic duel. We got dynamic duel Wednesday. We're going to put a flyer together. I told the minister, let's put a flyer together, a dynamic duel flyer. We'll join the Simmons over there at 11:15 our time, 12:15 there, and then we jump over here with us the dynamic duel so you can get a double anointing. How about that? Isn't that good at that? Call it the dynamic duel Wednesday. And then we just have a great time in the Lord. I like that. The dynamic duel. Amen. Double anointing. Wednesday, 11:15 Central, 12:15. Restoration Truth. and then come over here and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Dynamic. You get true restoration, and you get under arrest, and you get restored at the same time, the dynamic door. All right. Bless the Lord. All right. Anyone got a question to come out here? Somebody want to come in? Any of the leaders want to say something real quick? Come on in.
Pastor, can you hear me?
Bless you. Yes, sir.
Yes, Deacon Sanchez.
Deacon Sanchez. Bless you, man of God.
Bless you, sir. Right. Bless you, sir. The only comment I want to make is I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Bless you. Bless you, Deacon. We appreciate you today. We appreciate Deacon Sanchez, who's over the news ministry of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you so much, man of God. We appreciate you all today. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Well, blessing the Lord for the thing.
Hello.
God bless you on today.
Hi, Zizi.
Zizi, happy new year to you. Good to hear your voice on today. You're going to be getting this from us in a few weeks. Amen. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I just wanted to tell you happy new year because I haven't really, I've been on line, like I've been trying to get on like between work because I do work now. I work from home. So I've been trying to, you know, hop on when I can, but I did get the last 25 minutes of it. And as usual, very, very interesting, very, very wise. I love just hearing anything and everything you have to say because you are the truth. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm still here and I love you.
I love you too. I appreciate you, and I love your children. I love you, too. I love your family. We appreciate you on today. Thank you for the love. We appreciate you tremendously for being a fighter. You're the fighter, so we appreciate you on today. Thank you so much, Lisa. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, sir. God bless you. Can you hear me? God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Denise Butler. God bless you all today. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. You too. I really enjoyed listening today. I really enjoyed everything you're sharing, and I would like to make a few statements in what you're sharing and what you've been teaching.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Last night when...
When you make a statement, can I ring the bell if it goes a little too long? Is that okay?
I won't go too long. It's just you'll see what.
Go ahead.
When he ministered last week, Minister Antoine, when he ministered, it helped me understand your son, your teachings better through him. Even he shared with me, yes, sir, after I talked to him, he said he was teaching him when he was young how to hear the voice of God. And I was like, wow. So God has already shown me I have been, the word might be rebellious, really. I was really fighting. He showed it to me.
Amen. Thank you for your authenticity.
Yes. Yeah, I'm for real. I'm real because I ask him all the time. I always pray. So when God showed me that I was rebelling or fighting in the flesh, as you said, he told me to stop. And so I submitted myself, even for Sunday when you weren't there, when you had the Browns to minister to us. That's what they were doing, praying for us, those that are committed to this house. And I was like, wow, God already said yes. And then he had, it's like, you know, what they did with us, it was powerful. So I thank you for that. Everything you're speaking, even today, is like, maybe my ears are open, my heart, my eyes are open more to see exactly where you're coming from. Before getting on the prayer line, I started reading the word in a different way. I was like, God, what's going on? It's like more direct and clarity of the word of who Jesus is. things are just changing for me for the better. And it was, I fought it for a while because I couldn't understand why I was really connected to this, to you, your ministry, the way you teach, and the difference. But God is showing me you're authentic, and we are supposed to be filled with the Word of God. And it said transform in the mind in Romans 12, too. And I was like, wow, everything you're saying is true. And with you being a prophet, you're more effective, or it's more effective to the people if they would open or if they're to be connected to you. So God is showing me through prayer now. It all comes to me asking him constantly, what's going on? What do you want me to do? So when I'm still there, it is because of God. It's because I ask him. When I talk to him, he will respond. Because, you know, I'm saying this is a word. He said, if you pray believing, you shall receive. I'm like, yes, I believe everything God says. So I'm understanding you like 100%. It's like 100% turnaround. When you said that religious spirit, I didn't understand all that at first. It didn't make sense at first, but it does now. It's amazing. But I just want to thank you and let you know that all your labor, it is not in vain. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God. It's only through the Word of God. We thank God. I thank God. Amen. For what he's doing. And I may not have been in the building, but I was still listening in. So I'm excited about that. Being in the presence, because it was a powerful atmosphere, atmospheric mood, and we just bless the Lord for all of the great vessels and the men and women of God that are there. And when you don't see me in the building, look at one of the leaders and you'll see me in them. That's what I tell people. When you don't see me, I may not be in the building, but you see my presence, because as a father, I'm building up sons and daughters, so what they see is they see me. Like Jesus said, you, when you see me, you see the Father. When you see the Father, you see me. So if you don't see me in the building, when you don't see me, you see the Son. If you don't see me, you see the daughter, because the daughters and the Son is in me. So we're all in that together. Amen. So I thank God for those who see me, and I see them in the leadership. Amen. My spiritual father left. I didn't see him no more in the natural, but I see the ways that the things he taught me were in me. Amen. So I thank God for being able to see the greatness of the men and women of God. So we thank God. For when you see the Father, amen, you see the Son. When you see the Son, you see the Father, because the Father is in the Son. So we thank God for each and every one that sees the little me in them. I bless the Lord for the gift and the talent of the men and the women of God and the greatness of them, what God is doing through you and in you and for you on today. I just bless the Lord. I'm excited about what I see. And I'm excited about what God is doing and what he's preparing. And thank you, woman of God, for being able to hear, to see, to know what God is saying and doing. Thank God for what the Lord is doing through you in this season, blessing you in the way he does. So that's a blessing that you're being touched by the Word of God, and the Word of God is changing your life and restoring your life on today. It's a blessing. We bless the Lord for you on today. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, that's good. And the authentic and what she shared today. All right, anyone else have something they would like to say? Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you, God. Continue to stay in that powerful place in the Lord and continue to let the Lord will to be done in your life and through your life on this day. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in you and through you and for you. Hallelujah. To the the Lamb of God. And good to hear from our daughter. Amen. It blesses me. And God is doing it, and I'm excited about it. All right, I'm going to try to tip off and prepare, finishing up some projects that I'm doing and looking to jump on Facebook later today to bless God's people and to share what God has given me in this time. And I hope the prophetic word that was released was a word that was released with power and authority in for the changes that need to be made and the changes that will be made in your life on today. All right. Apostle Murray Simmons, bless you on today. The word of God that was brought on you all. Ryan, amen for your kingdom leader over there. Amen for our sister in Zion over there. Man, I'm excited about what he's doing for you all. It's just a blessing in every area. I'm telling you, what God is doing. And excited about all of the great, great and mighty things that are happening for you. Man, this is such an excitement in the land, in the atmosphere, in the natural. I'm just excited for you all over there. And all that the Lord is doing for Restoration Truth Ministry, the work that he's bringing forth there. For many of you there, this is an exciting task for the lives of God's people. And also, keep Brother Kevin Lemon in your prayer. Great man of God, he passed away. He passed away in his family. Keep him in your prayer. Great individual. Good family, powerful vessel, and blessed a lot of people with his gospel music and the impact on the people's lives. Thanking God for what Lord is doing in the lives of so many of those great, powerful, anointed vessels in this time and in this season. Thank God for you and you are today. The men and women of God. Bless the Lord. Just praying. And thank God for this assignment that we own. Thank God for the mandate that we are. Thank God for the purpose. Thank God for the plan that God has for his people this time. And we're blessing the Lord for all that he's doing for many of you on today. Bless the Lord for you. Don't take it lightly, believe me. You all, I don't take it. I believe in many things that the Lord is doing for you all. We celebrate you all. Celebrate your work and your labor of love. For commitment and your dedication to the kingdom of God. We're spreading our wings, and we want you all to spread your wings with us as well, too. And the thing that we're doing. We're spreading the wings of the kingdom of God and thanking God for those who are spreading their wings along with us on today. Just thank God for you all. There's many words and things I like to say, but I just thank God for you. I really do. I thank God for God hand being on us. God hand being on you. And all of the things he's doing for so many of you all. And Restoration Truth Ministry, we just thanking God for the ministry. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed by all of the things I see God doing there hand. It's an exciting time, and I'm excited for you all. And the great work he's doing for you, man of God, a woman of God, there. And we're looking forward to being with you all in your city and all of the great things God is doing for you in the Word of God. And I know the greater is coming, the best is yet to come. We ain't seen nothing yet of all of the things he will be doing for you all and in you all there in the months, weeks, and days to come. All right, mighty men and women of God, bless you all on today. Brandon Marshall, you're just blessing the kingdom with your sound. The rest of you all, blessing the kingdom with your sound. Thank God for those who have been following us for a long time. We're just blessing the Lord for you all who are connecting. And those of you who are going to pray today, man, I thank you all as well for your mighty hand. For God has you, what he's doing for you in you and through you today. So bless you and today. Keep me in your prayer. I know I always keep you all in my prayer. And I thank God for you all today. All right. Love you, man and woman of God. Appreciate you. Thank you, VZ, for sharing those words. Thank you, our local church, once again. Appreciate you all on today. It's just a pleasure and an honor to hear you all and to know you all are so close, so connected. We appreciate you all on today. All right, people of God, have a phenomenal day. Join me. You'll get a notification when I share the word of God on tonight. Looking forward to it, all right? Be blessed, and shalom in your quarters, my prayer for you all today. God bless that. God bless you all.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Sometimes the hardest person for you to forgive is the one you see in the mirror every day. It's time for you to get free. Sing fire.
I decided to stop replaying regrets. And I decided to tell
everything in
my past and fight. Can I change what I did?
No.
But it didn't change what you gave when you took my place. No more guilt but grace.
Time to let it go.
Hell no, I went too long. Watching reruns of my wrong take the shame away.
No more.
Reliving mistakes you washed away.
So I want you to do what God has already done for you and say,
I forgive thee.
It may have taken a while to get to this point, but
I forgive thee.
If God has forgiven you, why can't you do the same?
I forgive thee.
It's time to stop looking back. So God's purpose can move you forward.
I forgive thee.
You may be saying, James, but you don't know my past. I was wrong.
Yeah, I know it was wrong.
Carry this weight.
Carry this weight for too long.
I want you to get free right now and say,
I forgive thee.
You've been hard on yourself long enough.
I forgive thee.
You've always felt like you weren't good enough, but that's all.
I forgive thee.
Make you.
I forgive thee.
God knew what you'd do, and he still chose you.
Yeah, I know it was wrong. Carry this weight for too long.
But you've been carrying this weight for far too long.
I forgive thee.
Now letting go can be the most difficult part of this process. To have a memory of your past, but not allow those memories to produce the same pain in your future. But today, it's time for you to get your life back. Instead of staying down feeling sorry for yourself, I want you to pick yourself back up and let it go.
I'm letting it go.
The pain of yesterday.
I'm letting it go.
You've already taken too much from me.
You won't feel my future anymore.
The memory of every mistake.
I'm letting it go.
Has already forgiven you.
I forgive me.
Now it's time for you to forgive yourself.
I forgive me.
Don't let who you were interfere
but who God's allowing you to become.